Today we're going to take a clean jungle sub or roller style low end and turn it into something stretched, haunted, and a little bit VHS rave, while still keeping it heavy enough to work in a proper drum and bass mix. The big idea here is not to ruin the sub, it's to give it memory. We want that feeling like the bass has been dragged through old tape, warehouse air, and late night rave decay, but still lands with authority under the drums. This kind of sound works beautifully in dark intros, breakdowns, switch up bars before the drop, second drop variations, and any hybrid section where you want more personality than a pure sine wave can give you. So let's build it in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools, and then we'll resample the result into something we can actually arrange like a real DNB weapon. First, start with the source. Build a simple MIDI clip on operator. Keep it clean and minimal. Use a sine on oscillator A and turn the other oscillators off. If you want a more percussive shape, use a fast attack and a shorter decay. If you want something that can stretch and bloom, give it a little more release. Write a one or two bar phrase that actually behaves like drum and bass. That means leave space for the kick and snare, use syncopation, and let one note resolve into the downbeat or pull into the snare pickup. This matters more than people think. If the phrase is weak, the processing won't save it. In DNB, rhythm is part of the tone. Here's a useful advanced move. Add a second MIDI lane with tiny ghost notes an octave up. These are not for the final bass tone. They're there to generate little bits of harmonic detail when we start processing and resampling. Think of them like secret seasoning. Now split the bass into two paths. One path is your clean sub anchor. The other path is your stretch and resample source. On the clean sub track, keep it simple. Make it mono. Use utility and set width to zero. Don't overprocess it. This track is your foundation, and it should stay boring on purpose. On the stretch source track, start adding a little character. Try saturator first, with a small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on if needed. Then add auto filter, usually low pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, with just a touch of resonance. You can also add echo or delay, but don't think of it as a repeat effect. Think of it as texture and smear. A very subtle redux can also help. Maybe 12-bit or 8-bit territory, but keep the wet amount low. We're not making a lo-fi gimmick. We're building a damaged, rave-adjacent bass memory. At this stage, the goal is harmonic haze, not destruction. Now create a new audio track and set it to record the processed bass. You can use resampling, or you can grab the output of the stretch source track if you want a more controlled print. Arm the track and record one or two bars while the drums and bass play together. This is where you should think like an editor. Don't just record one take and hope it's the one. Record a few passes. Maybe one has a little more drive. Maybe another has more filter movement. Maybe another has a slightly different delay amount. Save the best clips. Advanced production is often about choosing the right print, not forcing one chain to do everything. Now open the audio clip and start stretching it. In clip view, experiment with warp modes. Complex Pro is a great starting point if you want a fuller, smeared, spectral stretch. Repitch is good if you want it to feel more like old tape being played back at the wrong speed. Complex is a nice middle ground. Turn warp on, audition the modes, and then stretch the clip so the tail blooms longer than the original note. If the result feels too bright or vocal-like, reduce the formance a bit. If you want more blur, lower transients. If you want more punch, raise them a little. Small changes here go a long way. And here's a really useful trick. Duplicate the clip and offset one copy by just a few milliseconds. Then blend them and consolidate or render the result. That tiny offset can create a ghosted, time-warped smear that feels much more like worn playback than a standard chorus effect. Just remember, the stretched audio is the character layer. It is not your whole sub. Keep the true low and separate. Now shape the printed layer with corrective processing. Use EQ 8 to high pass it somewhere around 70 to 110 Hz if your clean sub is covering the real bottom. Then cut mud somewhere in the 180 to 350 Hz area if it starts stepping on the kick and snare. If the top end gets fizzy, gently reduce the high shelf above 6 to 10 Hz. Use utility too. Narrow the width if it got too wide during the smear. Keep the stereo stuff under control. In a bass sound like this, mono discipline is everything. If you're going to widen anything, widen the texture layer, not the true low end. For movement, automate the filter cutoff in long curves over 4 or 8 bars. That's often more musical than big volume rides. In dark DNB, spectral motion can create more tension than simple level changes. Now let's give it that VHS rave color. Add a small chain with saturator, redux, maybe a very light frequency shifter or chorus ensemble, and then finish with EQ8. Use restraint here, a little drive for glue, a bit more if you want audible edge. Redux can be subtle or more obvious, depending on how trashed you want it. Frequency shifter should be tiny, just enough to create instability, not a cartoon effect. Chorus should be very low mix and mostly there to widen harmonics and create a worn double image feel. If the processing starts to ruin the note identity, back off. The listener should hear memory corruption, not just a random lo-fi filter. At this point, bring the clean sub back underneath the stretched layer and group them into a bass bus. On the bus, use glue compressor gently, maybe just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. A medium attack and a fairly quick release usually helps it stay punchy without flattening the groove. Keep makeup gain minimal. You want control, not loudness tricks. Now think arrangement. A really effective DNB structure might go like this. Clean sub only with drums for the first few bars, then bring in the stretched layer on offbeats, then open it up into a full stretched phrase with filter automation, and then on the second drop, swap the stretched layer into the front of the phrase and mute some clean sub hits for tension. That call and response approach is very jungle, very drum and bass. The drums answer the bass, then the bass comes back mutated. Once the bass is working in context, print another pass. This second resample is where you make performance-ready material. Chop out reverse tails, half-bar fills, smeared endings, and transition hits. You can even record just the last beat of each phrase onto a separate audio track and use those snippets like bass FX hooks. This is a huge advantage in darker DNB. It turns the bass line into a reusable arrangement tool, not just a loop. A few quick warnings while you work. Don't let the stretched layer carry the full sub. Keep the low end on the clean mono track. Don't over-distort until the note loses identity. And don't stretch without musical phrasing. Start with a bass line that already grooves. Processing should enhance the rhythm, not invent it from nothing. Also, always check the bass with the kick and snare playing. Solo can lie to you. Something can sound enormous in isolation and totally awkward in the mix. The real test is whether the stretched texture sits in the drum pocket without swallowing the backbeat. If you want a couple of advanced variations, try detuning a duplicate of a stretch layer by a few cents before printing. That can create a worn tape double image without sounding like an obvious chorus. Or print two versions, one cleaner stretch for body, one more degraded for attitude. Then blend them depending on the section. Another great move is to let the final note of a phrase collapse into instability. Use that decay as the pickup into the next bar. That works especially well before a snare fill or a drop restart. And don't forget the arrangement side. This stretched bass sound is not just for the drop. Use it at the end of an intro, at the end of a breakdown, or as a bridge between sections. A tiny reversed or stretched fragment can do more work than a big riser, because it keeps the whole track in the same sonic universe. Here's the core takeaway. Build the bass from a strong DNB phrase first. Resample it to capture the smear and VHS color. Keep the clean sub separate and mono. Use warp, filtering, saturation, and controlled degradation to create the memory of motion. Then arrange it like a performance tool, not just a sound design trick. If you do it right, the result should feel haunted, but controlled. Dirty, but usable. Like a jungle subline that got time warped through a late night rave and came back with a story to tell.